What was the first song he wrote?
To my knowledge, from what we have in the archives, the first song he wrote was called Old Gray Team of Horses, written in Pampa, I believe, in 1935 or so. But you have to forgive me because I'm not a scholar. I'm really telling you family stories.
That's what we want.
That's where my information comes from. So I could be wrong about dates. I'm going to give you the gist of it to the best of my knowledge, just so you know. I'm giving you a little disclosure here, way out. But when he moved to Pampa, after he was playing music with his uncle and his aunt, they started playing around at a couple of local barbecues, church socials, things like that, community events. Through music, he met a guy named Matt Jennings, who also was his age. Matt and him formed a band of their own for the first time. They were about 18, 19 years old, and they formed the Corncob Trio. He started really, you know, getting into music as a job.
The trio, the third one would have been?
I think it was Cluster Baker.
They formed the trio and earned money.
Well, he was working day jobs. He worked cleaning out rooms at a boarding house. He had odd jobs, basically, around Pampa for a year or two. He worked behind a counter selling root beer, quote unquote. There were always bottles under the counter, and the guy told him, if someone comes in asking for root beer, you reach under the counter and, you know. Also, I just have to go back. He was exposed in Okemah through the oil boom to lots and lots of different characters, different kinds of people. It was a sleepy farm town where they grew cotton out in the fields when he was a little boy, and then as it became an oil boom town when he was about 8, 9, 10, all kinds of other people were suddenly in Okemah overnight, from oil diggers and people that worked in the oil fields. They were a pretty rough and tough, rowdy bunch. They kind of migrated from oil boom town to oil boom town, living in tents. So overnight, there was 5,000 tents surrounding this little sleepy town of Okemah. And then all the people that follow, the saloons, the bars, the whores, the pimps, the gamblers that follow them around. You know, this is all about money. So he very early was exposed to other kinds of characters in life as well. Because he was so young, I would surmise that he was kind of not judgmental about them. He was more curious as a 9-year-old, like, who's that? Who's that? What are they doing? So he got to see a real expanded view of humanity as a very young child, from the best to the worst, and all different colors as well. There was a town a couple of miles away from Okemah that was predominantly an African-American community that he was intrigued by, and had heard stories also in Okemah about the Ku Klux Klan and lynchings that had taken place in that area. So he was aware of a lot. Just the circumstance of the oil boom, I think, really brought a lot of information to this kid. And he's just walking down the streets looking at everything. So then to go back to Pampa, he took a lot of that with him, that understanding that there's all kinds of people in this world doing all kinds of work, getting by. One of the things that he was really interested in, I'm going to go back to his influence of his father, was reading and books. Before even music, the first thing he did in Pampa was go to the library. There was a wonderful librarian there that kind of took him to heart. She realized he wasn't in school. And she kind of just took it upon herself to educate him. She would just ply him with books. He would walk out of the library with 10, 15 books, come back a week later having read every single one of them, and ask for more. So he was educated, book learned, but also worldly. And then music comes into the picture with his family, and then starting his own band when he's about 18.
I'm intrigued. A lot of kids who don't want to go to school could care less about a book. Here he should have been in high school, but instead he goes to the library so he can read. And that is a very unusual young man.
Woody was a very curious person, and I would say that's one of his main attributes. if you were to really list his attributes as a human being, curiosity is at the top of the list. And like I was saying before, his neighbors would say he wasn't depressing to be around no matter what happened. He kind of took it in stride. The oil boom town, his mother going, all the different tragedies that happened, that he still stayed hopeful. And I think those two characteristics are intertwined, hope and curiosity. You always think that something's coming up tomorrow. I'm going to find out something tomorrow. And it's intriguing. It gives you a motivation for staying alive, for hanging in there. You know what? I won't eat today, but maybe tomorrow. That curiosity created a lot of hopefulness in him, and you also see that in his entire life.